Singer-songwriter Molly Adele Brown is here to talk about the Vanderbilt LGBTQ Health Symposium that she'll be performing at on March 2nd and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Molly.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Wonderful, thank you.
Tell us about the Vanderbilt LGBTQ Health Symposium that you're going to be performing on.
So what is great about Nashville is that this upcoming March 2nd, they have a symposium on Southern LGBTQ health. And what's really intriguing about this is that they are really diving into the timely and important topic and devoting an entire day to really help better serve the LGBT community as it relates to healthcare and everything that goes along with it. And so they are doing that for an entire day, which I'm so excited about. And that is happening on March 2nd.
How did you become involved?
I am always trying to seek out good opportunities that are happening in my community. And so I was looking through just different events that were happening in town, and I happened to stumble across this event, and I got in contact with them because, for me, if you're in Music City, I feel like you got to have a little bit of music in what you're doing. And so I thought it was the perfect opportunity to blend my passion of standing up and advocating for LGBTQ rights and use music in a way that hopefully can bring some fun and light to a very serious but very needed conversation.
As an advocate and a musician, what do you hope to accomplish with your music?
The funny thing is I've honestly gone back and forth a lot about this, of what do I want to do, how do I want to do it, and what do I want my message to be? And throughout the past couple of years, I've really noticed that there is such a need for love and community in music. And so my goal is to use something that I believe I'm good at, and that would be music, and to use it to help advocate for people who don't necessarily have a voice. And so I'm extremely lucky in the fact that I'm surrounded by so much support and so much love, and so I want to use my music to bring up topics that people either don't want to talk about or that people just forget to talk about, and I want to bring those forward, and then I also want to be somewhat inspirational through it all. I want to make sure that I'm, you know, giving a voice to everybody who wouldn't necessarily have one while still staying true to myself. And honestly, I'm a huge believer in positivity, and so I do like to always have somewhat of a positive spin on some serious topics.
What is your personal commitment to LGBTQ civil rights?
Right now, it's honestly figuring out what I can do at the stage that I'm in, and that is how I'm figuring out how I can commit myself to LGBTQ rights and fighting for what we deserve. And so the easy kind of first-hand things are making sure that I'm at every march, is making sure that I can attend as many pride parades as I can and really show everybody that I want to be a face that's known for being everywhere and being a part of what is important. And I really do think there is change that can happen if we really use numbers and work with each other. And so I guess as a first front, forefront, it would be making sure to be at all of the marches and rallies. And then secondly, I really think that by putting out music that either uses no pronouns or chooses to even say the word gay, which, like, why wouldn't people? But people really don't. And so using my music to do what other people aren't doing or to join the people that are already doing it, but make sure that we've got even more songs out there that are speaking to our community, but in a way where everybody will listen.
With the new Congress, how do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward, or any minority moving forward in this Trump administration?
I can genuinely say that I'm a bit lost when it comes to figuring out how we can move forward with the way the world is right now. I wish I could have a better answer, and I do truly believe that we can come out on top. But at this moment, I'm trying to do as much research and as much figuring out as I can. And so I do believe that while we are at a loss right now, it hopefully is going to make us stronger and make us better fighters, because it's making people realize that what we thought was already a given is not. Right now, I live in Nashville, Tennessee, which I absolutely love, but there is somebody trying to pass a bill for LGBT marriage to be illegal, and to me, that is absolutely insane. I don't understand how we can go backwards 10 steps when I feel like we've gone forward 100 from 100 years ago, but it's a little scary, and it makes me nervous, but I do think the more that I learn, the more confident I am that if we group together and really use numbers to our advantage, then we can help to make a difference.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids?
My advice would be that in the long term, the bullies will not win, and you can't let them win. And so while taking your life might seem like the only option out there, what you need to remember is that you are loved and there is a huge community that is here for you. And so my biggest thing is making sure that they know where to reach out to and who to reach out to. And I always say, if you need anything, reach out to me. The crazy thing with social media is you can get in contact with a lot of different people in the community and really, form friendships and make bonds. The negative part about social media is the bullying that can happen on it. And it is those moments that lead to horrific suicides. And so my biggest advice would be seek out help, but make sure that you understand that you are loved and that at moments where you might feel so alone, there is such a big community out here and we are here for you and we are welcoming you. And so you just need to say hello and we will make sure that you're safe.
How can people get information about the Vanderbilt LGBTQ Health Symposium and also to find out more information about your music?
So to find out more about the Vanderbilt Program for LGBTQ Health Symposium, what you can do is go online and check out their website and find out more about what they will be doing and the schedule for the day. And to find out more about me, you can go to my website, which is www.mollyadelbrown.com. And on my website, I'm sure to include everything, including what shows I have going on, what new things I'm up to, and all of my music. And then if you want to, social media is a part of this whole thing, and I do love it. So feel free to reach out on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and I'll be sure to follow back.
What other projects are you working on?
Right now, I am trying to get myself prepared for a busy yet fun 2019. I am working on getting involved in as many Pride parades as I can. My hope is to travel around and really dip my toes into the community that is so very different, but definitely prominent in all different states. Being from New York, I'm excited to be back at World Pride, New York's Pride this year, so that'll be a lot of fun. I'll be performing at a songwriter's night there that week. And on top of that, I am hoping to continue to write and create music that speaks to a broader audience and really hones in also on the LGBTQ community. And that will just kind of be an ongoing project, which it always is. I'll have songs coming out over the next couple months, and it'll be a really fun and exciting and crucial year for me, because I'm hoping to dive in head first and never look back.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I think in the long run, the question that I wish people would ask me would have to be about the process and what it feels like to watch everything and then try to create something that can speak to everybody. And so I do a lot of the times try to make my music as personal as possible while still being accessible to everybody. And so I guess that would be a really cool question to answer, is just what is that like? And from start to finish, it's a roller coaster of emotions mixed with so much compassion. And so I definitely am one of those people that could probably break down crying in the middle of a co-write, but know that what comes out at the end is so worth it. And you have to make sure that you are going back and rewriting things and making sure you know your facts and making sure that you're saying the correct thing because you don't want to offend people, but while still being true to what you believe. And so I think that for me is always a journey and a half to figure out how to make sure that it's all done correctly.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
My favorite quote and mantra that I use genuinely all the time is, in a world where you can be anything, be kind. There is something so simple about it, and I feel like it is something that is lost so often. And so I've definitely dove into this kindness world and even started an entire cookie bake that's based off of kindness. And what we do is once a month we bake cookies and then I hand them out to the homeless. And it's a fantastic night where I just get a community of people into my home and we laugh, we have fun, we share stories, we bake cookies, and then we package them up with little notes, and then I get to go and hand them out around the community, and other people are allowed to as well. And so for me, it's wanting to share the word kindness and using that mantra to really help other people understand why kindness is so important and why I believe that we can make a much better world if each and every one of us chooses to just do one kind act a day.